There's a vacancy on the state's highest court because the 14-year term of Judge Victoria Graffio expires at the end of November. Graffio, a widely respected Republican chosen by former Governor George Pataki, could have served for 8 more years before reaching the mandatory retirement age of 70 had Governor Andrew Cuomo, a Democrat, chosen to reappoint her. Instead, Cuomo chose a fellow Democrat, Judge Leslie Stein, a mid-level appeals court judge from Albany. The choice would give the court a Democratic majority for the first time since the 1990s. During the 2 weeks that Cuomo chose to delay his decision, a number of the governor's allies issued press releases saying Graffio was too conservative on issues like gay marriage and women's rights. Vince Bonventre, Albany Law School professor and Court of Appeals expert, says while Justice Stein is considered a very well-qualified judge, many in the legal community were disappointed, however, that Judge Graffio did not get reappointed. He says she was not really a polarizing figure.
We're not talking about, you know, Justice Scalia or Justice Thomas. We're not talking about anything like that. In fact, you know, I mean, she's a typical, you know, upstate moderate, you know, New York State Republican, you know, and I mean, she's certainly a little more conservative than some of the more liberal judges on the court, but she's certainly not a right winger.
Cuomo said he delayed his choice for 2 weeks so that the state Senate would not have to come back before the November elections for what could be a politically charged confirmation hearing. The appointment was made on October 17th, and the Senate had 30 days to hold hearings. Perhaps taking their cue from the governor, the Senate has decided to also delay the process. Technically, both are breaking state law, but Bonventre says there's no real penalties.
Under the law, there's just no consequence to the timelines being violated, which is what the governor did and what the Senate is now doing.
But he says it's the first time he can recall a governor in the Senate breaking the deadlines for court picks. At the time of the appointment, Senate Republican leader Dean Skelos had urged Cuomo to keep Judge Graffio. Judge Stein is likely to face some questions from the Senate GOP, who will be fully in charge of the chamber come January. Cuomo has now appointed 3 Democrats to the court. He'll have a chance to replace the other 4 judges before his second term as governor is up. Bonventre says Cuomo's father, former Governor Mario Cuomo, also had the chance to pick every judge on the high court.
Mario Cuomo actually appointed as many Republicans as Democrats, as many conservatives as liberals. In fact, with his first 3 appointees, 2 of them were Republicans. So I think the Senate, the Republican Senate, will certainly be looking to see whether or not Cuomo is going to be bipartisan like his dad was.
Bonventre says Andrew Cuomo still has a chance to continue the tradition of political diversity on the court. Since Judge Graffio's term expires at the end of the month, 6 judges instead of 7 will preside over the December court session. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.